also like necessary for the house. You need water to live with. So Mara says, no, the pshat in the Mishnah means like this is, the lay. You did not write it. You did not write in the shtar umka of Arumya. The Mishnah says, like Afopi, even though you did write it, mashmet's there. So Mara says, no, hokikobma. This is what the next Mishnah means to say. Afopi shlekosav loy. Even though you did not write in the shtar umka of Arumya, I'll tell you, kemisha kosav domi. It's as if you wrote it inside it. Lemikni umka of Arumya. And that's what the Mishnah means. Even though you did not say it, it's as if you said it. Because minastam, you mean to sell maybe the umka and the rumya. If so, v'rumya lemikne vor v'dos v'mechilos. Ikosav le'umka v'rumya koni. V'lekosav le'koni. Could be enechnami. If you would write umka v'rumya, that alone would also mean the bor and the dos. Because it could be minastam, you also mean the height and what's underneath the house. Even without writing umka v'rumya, the Mishnah just means even though you did not write it, it has the same look as if you wrote it. But enechami, if you do write it, maybe then it means also to include the bor and the dus. So you have no right to what we were just saying before. Halimor says, Toshma, come in here. We had a Mishnah before that said, for loyes hagag, bizman sheyesh lemaka gvoyas torotvochim. If you sell somebody a house, and on top of your house you have a roof that has a gag, that has a maka, has a gate around it, which is 10 tvochim tall, so you could use the top of the roof. So therefore, you did not mean to sell it. Now, when stan you sell a house, you also mean to include the height, what's on top of it, and what's underneath it. If so, ki gvoya asar tvochim I have a. So what? Why do I care if the roof is 10 tvochim the mechitza? So what? But minastam you mean to sell what's on top of the house also. So heard that to prove the same, like we were saying, that minastam, you do not mean the umka v'rumya. It's only when you say it. Somewhere says, maybe there's no proof. Maybe minastam, you also mean the height what's on top of the house. But I'll tell you over here, kivon de gavoya, sara tvochim, choshev, since the mechitz is around the gag, is 10 tvochim tall, here it's very, very choshev, here we'll say it's not included in the house. Oh, male ravin la rabashi, toshma, come in here. The Yomer Rashlok, as we had before, that said, Zoyse Merez, Ha'moyche Bayis Lechaveiro, if you sell a house to your friend, the Yomela, and you say to him, Amanash Yuto Hel Yoyne Shali, Amanash at the top lay, the top of the roof, like should belong to me, so Yuto Hel Yoyne Shali, the top of the roof belongs to you. And the Armina, we said before, Lamahilcha, so what the Chiddush of this? So as Vidamish Imrotzel Hoitzi Bozizamoitzi, if you want to make a projection, make a beam sticking out, to go into the chotzi, you're allowed to. But Papa said no. It meant to say Shimrotz Livnas Aliyagava Boina. If you want to build on top of it, you're allowed to. But again, it's only because you said clearly you want to have the Jutel Yena. But if you didn't say it, then Minastam, you will not be able to build on top of the house because Minastam you're selling it. You're selling even what's on top of the house. So the question is, Vi Sakadat, if you want to tell me. When I saw you my house, I did not mean to include what's on top of the house also. If so, what do we have to say here? So I should have the rights to the top layer. Anyway, when I sell the house, you're telling me you only mean the house itself and not what's on top of the house. So Mara says, yes, it could be takas like that. You don't mean to sell what's on top of the house. But without the tnai, yahani le amanas, di nofal hode bonile. Nafkamina is like this, if the top of the house falls down, you have no right to use the top of it, minastam. But over here, since you made a condition that you always have a right to use the top of the house, means even on the top of the house caves in, he'll have to build it up again in order that you could build on top of it. But it could be an echnami, maybe minastam, you also mean to sell what's on top of the house. So therefore, in these cases, you have no right to say what we were saying before. That's what Rav Dimi Ben Adoy holds, that when you sell the house, minastam, you do not mean what's on top of the house. It's only when you say the Yumka of Rumya, that's what you mean, what's on top of the house. And therefore it helps, at the time, Rekia, at the time, and until the Rekia, to even include the Dos and the Bor also. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding up Samach Dal Amud Aleph
by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Lo yata bor v'lo yata dus.
If you sell somebody a house, so minastam you do not include the bor and the dus.
We'll see in the Gemara what these two things are.
So a bor is where you hold your water
for drinking purposes.
So it's not included in the house. Afal pi shekostav loy umka v'ruma. Even though you write inside the shtar mechira that you say exactly the height of the house and the umka is how deep it goes for rumi and the height, still you do not mean to include the bor and the dus. Like we had the Gemara yesterday, that the pshat is that minastam when you sell a house, you do not mean to include what's on top of what's beneath. So therefore, when you include the word umka v'ruma, you mean to say what's above the house, the right to build on top of the house, or to dig underneath the house. But the bor and the dus, that's like on the side of the house, that's a different purpose, not for living, but to use it for the water, that's not included in the sale. Unless we had before, unless you say clearly, I'm also telling you the rights of ad rutia and ad tahoim. Then you mean to include the bor and the dus. Without writing these things, it's not included. Right, so then the Mishnah says, V'tzorach likach leiderach, that when you sell the house, so saying you do not include the bor and the dus. That still remains by you. But the Maisa, how are you going to get to it? How are you going to get to the bor and the dus? That's only going to be if you have to buy now a derech to get there. V'tzorach likach leiderach. You have to buy a derech to get there in order to be able to use there. No, so like this, you sold the property. You don't own it. All that remains by you is just the bor itself. Therefore, how are you going to get to the bor? You're going to have to buy the property or get Rishus to walk through his property to get to the bor, to get to the dus. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the words of Rabbi Akiva. So the Chachamim and the Chachamim say, Ein oit zorach likach leiderach. No, you do not have to buy the derech. The Chachamim say, listen, once you leave over for yourself like the rights to use the bor and the dus, so Pshiti left over the rights also to get there. How are you going to get there? You don't have to have permission to use the derech to get there. Automatically, you're allowed to use that derech. You're allowed to go there. That's all I concluded in that you left it for yourself. Now, Omoid de Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva agrees, though, that this man shoma aloi, chutz me'elu, that this man, when I sell you the house, he speaks out clearly to Meicher, that I'm leaving over for myself the bor and the dus. Even though the menastam, also you leave it over, but if you speak out clearly, chutz me'elu, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees, shein tzorach likach leiderach. You do not have to like buy a road, the property, to walk to your bor. Like, since you're speaking out and saying clearly, chutz min habor, you mean to say that you want the right to be able to walk to the bor and dus also. So the derech there, you have. It's still yours. Rabbi Akiva says, what's going to be if you sell your house now to somebody else? You sell it now to somebody else. So, Rabbi Kiva Leimer, Einet Sorech Likach Leiderach. You do not have to buy the derech. You do not have to use the prayer to go there. Rashi says like this: Mochr means the bor v'dus liyachar. For your bias ikav liyatzim. Let's say the opposite. The house you're keeping for yourself. All you're selling now is just the bor and the dus. That's what you want to sell. So, Rabbi Akiva says, Ein tzorach likach lederech. That the person that buys the bor and the dus, he does not have to have special permission to walk through the property. In other words, it's included in the sale. Like the Rashbam says, that the moicha bayin yofa mochaloi, that when the person sells it, the moicha does it with a good eye. So if I'm selling you my bor and my dus, I also mean to give you the derech, the path through my rishus to get to that the bor and dus. However, the chacham say tzorach likach lederech. No, you have to buy the derech. When I sell you my bor and dus, I'm telling you the bor and the dus, but I'm not selling you the derech. If you want to go through my property, you're going to have to get special permission, or else buy the right to use the derech. So the kitzur chacham say when you sell, you only sell what you say. What you say, you're going to sell. But we do not say you sell it b'yayin yofa. Something more says, Yosef Ravina v'kakashale. Ravina was sitting down like we learned our Mishnah, and he had a kasha in our Mishnah. That hainu bor, hainu dus. The chur is the same thing. So why does the Mishnah have to say it in two cases like? That when I sell a house, I do not mean to include the bor and the dus. Chris, exact same thing. They're both the place where you store your water in. So what do you have to speak out both for? So, Malay Rav Tosfos, the Ravino, the Toshima coming here. The answer is like this. The time you will learn. Echad ha-bor, the yechad ha-dus. The karka, true. Both of them is like a hole in the ground that you store your water there. Elo, shahabor b'chafiro. A bor means you start digging to the ground. That's all. That's a bor, a ditch in the ground. The hadus, the binyan. A dus means that true, it's a hole in the ground, but around the hole you put a binyan. Rishbam says, chayfren bor ba'ofra tichuach. You dig a hole in soft ground, and around the walls you have to build like a brick wall, or mikre dus, that's called a dus. Vilkach, therefore, iton a bor, have a minan emili bor, shubachfiro. If you would have just said a bor, that's because only it's dug down. There's no wall on the side at all. Avol dus maybe shubabinyan, but maybe the dus that you have to put a wall on the side, maybe it's like a house and it's included in the cell of the house. Kamashmla, no, both of them are not included in the house. That's what the Mishnah has to say, both cases. Bor and dus. I'll let it just say dus. Mishum the binyan bifnayatsma. That's like a building by itself, because it has its own wall around the ditch. The choshev, therefore it's not included. Avol bor lechoshev, but bor that's just a hole in the ground that has no walls around it. Maybe it's not choshev levato gabi bayis trichon, and becomes some part of the bayis trichon. No, still you have to. Still, it's not bottled to the house. It's not part of the sale. That's what the Mishnah says it in two. It's a chiddush both. That when you sell a house minastam, you do not mean to include the bor and the dus. Yosef Ravashi, the Kokashila, he also had this question. The Chura Hainu bor, Hainu dus. What is the Mishnah saying? Two cases for the exact same thing. Omale Makishisha, braid the Rav Chizda, the Ravashi. The Makishisha, the son of Rav Chizda, said back to Ravashi, Toshima, I come in here, I'll give you an answer to your question. Toshima, the time you will learn. Echad habor v'yechad hadus b'karka. True, both of them is like a hole in the ground that you store your water there. But what's the difference? Elo shehabor b'chvira.